Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Real needs and real responsibilities. If any woman who is a believer has widows in her family, she should help them and not let the church be burdened with them, so that the church can help those widows who are really in need. 1 Timothy 5:16. From its earliest days, the church has sought to meet the needs of those who need help. The widows, Acts 6:1-3, the hungry brothers in Judea, Acts 11:29, any who had need, Acts 4:35. But how do you discover who is truly needy? Alfred Plummer elaborates on Paul's guidelines to Timothy. Walk with Alfred Plummer, an English theologian and historian in the late 1800s to early 1900s. The church accepts the duty which it teaches of providing for its own, but it ought not to be burdened with the support of any but those who are truly in need. The near relations of those in need must be taught to leave the church free to relieve those who have no near relations to support them. Paul has no intention of creating a welfare class. So long as they can, the needy must maintain themselves. When they have ceased to be able to do this, they must be supported by their family. If they have no one to support them, the church must undertake their support. Widows, as a rule, ought to be supported by their own relations. Only in exceptional cases where there are no relations who can help, ought the church to have to undertake this duty. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 9 through chapter 6, verse 2, A.
No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she's over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the Lord's people, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds. As for younger widows, do not put them on such a list. For when their sensual desires overcome their dedication to Christ, they want to marry. Thus they bring judgment on themselves because they have broken their first pledge. Besides, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also busybodies who talk nonsense, saying things they ought not to. So I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children, to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Some have, in fact, already turned away to follow Satan. If any woman who is a believer has widows in her care, she should continue to help them and not let the church be burdened with them, so that the church can help those widows who are really in need. The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For Scripture says, "Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain," and the worker deserves his wages. Do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses. But those elders who are sinning, you are to reprove before everyone, so that the others may take warning. I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. Stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses. The sins of some are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them. The sins of others trail behind them. In the same way, good deeds are obvious, and even those that are not obvious cannot remain hidden forever. 1 Timothy 6. All who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their masters worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. Those who have believing masters should not show them disrespect just because they are fellow believers. Instead, they should serve them even better because their masters are dear to them as fellow believers and are devoted to the welfare of their slaves.
Paul's guidelines to Timothy are detailed and time-consuming both to read and to implement. It's much easier to tell someone in need, "I'll pray for you," than to say, "I'll prepare a meal for you." It's much cheaper to rely on welfare than to be responsible for the welfare of someone you love. Once a need has been clearly established in the life of another, God's will be clear. Commenting on a previous generation of Christians, one pagan emperor remarked, "They feed not only their poor, but ours also." Might that be said of your generation as well?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.